KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
As water supply outages hit Queensborough's North Dean area again, a resident says pensioners are among the worst affected. This man's taps ran dry a week ago.
It's very hard for us pensioners to get to collecting points. The containers are heavy, unable to wash face, bath or shower, can't flush toilets, disastrous.
Some communities have been without water for 2 weeks due to low reservoir levels reported in March. Etiquette promised to alleviate the problem, with a contractor recently beginning work on repairs on the Southern Aqueduct main pipeline. Michelle Fraser, who lives in the area, has meanwhile questioned the quality of the water being supplied by tankers.
Some of the people in the area have also reported that they've been getting gastro from the tanker water. They say that it has a smell and it's not safe to drink. So that's quite concerning because we haven't got water coming out of the taps.
After 3 years of in renovations, the Chatsworth Magistrates Court is ready to open its doors again.
Chatsworth has grown both residential component as well as the economic hub in that area have grown, and the court was literally had become insufficient for the needs that it was required to serve.
Justice and Public Works officials will open the newly refurbished building at 10 o'clock this morning. Pat Moodley, the head of KZN's Department of Justice, says new features have been included. There are now 7 high-security courtrooms.
There is a regional court that will take care of the more serious matters as well as sexual offences matters. There's a proper sexual offences court with a separate intermediary room so that children and vulnerable adults can give evidence via CCTV camera and don't have to face the perpetrator in court.
And Iran says 3 drones have been destroyed in the skies above one of its major air bases near Isfahan. Officials in the U.S. have told NBC News the rockets were fired from Israel in response to air attacks last week, but that hasn't been confirmed. Iran suspended commercial flights earlier. It's since resumed operations at Tehran's 2 major airports. British security analyst Michael Clark says tensions are escalating in the region.
Both sides here demand the last word militarily. You know, Netanyahu always has to have the last word militarily, and Ayatollah Khamenei also has to have the last word militarily, or feel that they do, at least for the sake of their own people.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has blocked a Palestinian effort for full membership to the United Nations. Before the vote in New York, American officials argued that establishing an independent Palestinian state should happen through direct negotiations with Israel and not at the UN. They also say Hamas is still exerting power in Gaza. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's office called the U.S. veto a blatant aggression which pushes the region further to the edge of the abyss. Back home, we've got a high of 28 degrees in Durban today. Maritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. So there's a few changes in the Hollybet Sharks squad who take on Glasgow in the United Rugby Championships later. The Dolphins ready themselves for the KZN Derby against the AET Tuskers, and Seamus Power looks to continue his strong start to the latest US PGA Tour.